Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Pod Pals, your perfectly cromulent Simpsons podcast. This week, we will be reviewing Series 2, Episode 22, the finale of Series 2. Let's all say the title together. Blood Feud. Yes, there he is. Directed by David Silverman, written by George Meyer, airing on the 11th of July, 1991. But before we get into that, let's speak to the Elephant Man. Anthony, how are you?
I'm not an animal.
That was meant to be the Elephant Man, that.
You know, it wasn't actually too bad. Do you know his real name?
I want to say John Merrick, but I'm sure that's the fella, is it?
No, you're right, Merrick, yeah.
Who's the fella who does, like, the horse racing on Channel 4? Do you remember he was in Big Brother?
He's with that, with the sideburns.
Ah, he's a git mag.
He's dead, isn't he?
I don't know.
I know what you're going to say there. Wait, hang on. I'll go. John Horse Racing Man. John McCrick.
That's a fact.
Yes. Died in
ironically, he was uglier than the Elephant Man, ironically.
I agree, actually. And what I'd rather go to bed with. I'd rather put love bites on the back of the Elephant Man's huge head than imagine having John McCrick's sideburns rubbing up against your thighs. Oh, no, thank you.
Look, Mr. Burns, I don't know what you think sideburns are, but
we're off the team for good.
No more horse racing on Channel 4 for you, McCrick. How's your week been, Ant?
Aye, all right. With my little niece's 4th birthday on Sunday, so
lovely,
very,
lovely.
Very nice family too. She's not very nice to me, you know. She's not very. Basically, she was playing this game, like, on our own, bless her. Like, we weren't allowed to play. We were like, oh, my God, you then just crack on. But basically, she's doing keep-ups with a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want anyone else to, like, intervene. She wanted to just do it all herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, eventually, she said to me, she said to me brother first, who's our dad, was like, only daddy can join in. And we're all like, oh, that's nice. And then she just went, because daddy's a clown. And we're just like, fucking hell, all right. And then she realized that got a laugh, right? So then later on, she went, okay, Uncle Ann, you can join in. I was like, oh, thank you. She was like, because you're a clown. And then later on, I like misjudged me keepy up. The balloon dropped and got away from us. She just went, pick it up, clown. And I've never felt more under pressure in my life.
Yes, children can be cruel. Children can
very
be cruel.
Cruel, as I'm finding out on a daily basis.
Yes.
How about you? How was your week?
Lovely. Yes, my little boy was baptized at the weekend, so that was wonderful. Family, friends over for a little do afterwards, so that was nice. Funny thing, he got baptized, and as the priest was pouring the holy water over his forehead, he just started drinking it as it was dribbling down his nose into his mouth. He was just drinking the holy water. I was kidding. Well, to be fair, that's a good old blessing he's had there. You know,
I feel like if you drink it, it'll just give you, like, eternal life. I feel like that's what he's doing there.
Like he's walking on his bath right now. This is the Jesus water, daddy.
All these, like, holy occurrences that are just happening now in his daily life, and you're, like, proper oblivious to them.
Well,
like, he's turned his bottle milk into wine.
Like, I was wondering why he's drunk.
I would say water, but we fucking know you don't give him any. So.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Yeah, that's very true. I am a really poor parent. Anyway, how about a nice Simpsons question? And, you know, I was just listening to last week's podcast, and we said we're kind of running the well dry a little bit, and as this is the finale of season 2 and the last episode before next week's special, I thought I might just ask you a question, if that's okay with you.
Just a question, that'll do.
Just a question. Right, because you mentioned clowns earlier, it came to my mind. If you were being hunted by a clown, would you rather be hunted by Pennywise, either Tim Curry's version or the terrible new version, or would you rather be hunted down by John Wayne Gacy?
Fucking hell. That is a genuine dilemma, that, because I feel like both would present their own problems.
Huge problems, huh?
Right, if I was to put them in order, I'd say from worst, or the person, the one I'd want to be hunted by most to least, I'd say in third place would be the new Pennywise. What's his face? Skarsgård, I think his name is.
You think he'd be the worst? Yeah, as in, he's the most dangerous?
No, he'd be the one I'd want to get.
Oh, okay.
I nearly said raped by there. Fucking hell.
To be fair, I think it goes hand in hand. Oh, that would be terrible if you put it inside me. Oh.
But yeah, I didn't really like the new It films, to be honest. I thought they were very, very hit and miss.
Agreed.
John Wayne Gacy, because he will be second, because he's real.
And he would rape, yeah. He really would. He was convicted of a lot of sex murder attacks. Like,
do you know what I've noticed though about, like, call me, I'm no psychologist and I'm not a detective, right? So don't fucking take this as gospel. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed when I watch a lot of these, like, true crime American serial killers, all the houses look the same. They've all got brown carpets.
Yes, yeah. And tell you what, they've all got a crawl space underneath the house as if it's built on stilts. Like, so that leads me to deduce, if you have a crawl space, you're probably a murderer.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, it's like, do you just... Because with me personally, I'd be like, well, I've got a crawl space, I've got to use it for something. I might take up murdering, to be honest. I don't know what
there's worse hobbies to have, Anthony. Like there, having a Simpsons is. Podcast. Exactly. Having a Simpsons podcast is a worse hobby than murder.
Do you know what? This somehow does feel worse than murder sometimes. Like,
it really does. So I suppose that leaves good old Tim Curry's Pennywise.
Just because, I don't know whether it's nostalgia and the fact I watched it as a kid, but he was horrifying.
He was one truly menacing fucker, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mind you, I'd take my chances against Tim Curry in, like, 2014 or whenever it was, when he was basically a flesh egg. I'd take my chances then, but prime Pennywise 1990 miniseries, I wouldn't stand a chance.
I hear the alarm in the distance. actually, he still does fan conventions, you know. I just seen a photo of him yesterday, because obviously he's like a huge, like hugely disabled now. He's in a wheelchair after his stroke and stuff. He can barely talk.
Dead, Dan. He is dead now, but I think I saw the photo that you're referring to, because I had to stop scrolling. I was like, Jesus, what's going on there? Because I knew he was bad, I knew he was ill, but...
No, he's still alive.
He's not, man.
I've just Googled it. So, Tim Curry's health latest, where the actor is now after suffering a life-altering stroke, dated on 2020. He's recovering in London with health concerns. He's still alive.
You've won this round, Daniel.
See? I mean, my favourite movie of his is a scary movie too, where he's the perverted sort of science teacher fella. He's absolutely tremendous.
Beyond doubt, the best scary movie, in my opinion.
Undoubtedly. The Exorcist bit at the beginning, James Woods as the priest. Honestly, when the priest enters and sees the little girl totally and utterly possessed, and instead of helping, just goes, fuck this, and walks out. That's honestly one of my most favourite. It's one of my most favourite bits, Rodney.
I watched that scene the other day just simply because I went to see the new one. You know, Ex-Believer, I think it's called.
Yes.
What a fucking colossal waste of my time.
Terrible.
It was terrible.
Speaking of colossal waste of time, would you like some fun facts about Blood Feud?
Go on. It's the finale. Yes, go on.
The plot of Blood Feud came from the recent event of a Simpsons writer having just had a blood transfusion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I see.
I remember in the Forbidden episodes, you said that my facts weren't that fun, and I feel... like that might be creeping back in a little bit. Do you know your blood type?
No. I was going to ask you for yours.
Hang on. Were you talking to that bloke in the leather jacket who was trying to sell organs? Because he offered me a job as well. That rascal. He said he wasn't going to offer you a job. Never mind. The ending of this episode is designed to mock the typical layout of a Simpsons episode where there's always a lesson or a teachable moment. The writers didn't want there to be any point in this episode, which is bizarre, isn't it, really? But I suppose that's the point of cartoons, a bit of escapism. Yeah. There's no point. Just forget about the point.
I think it cements the Simpsons at the time as being like this edgy sort of, oh, look at us, we're a cartoon, but we're not like, we're breaking the fourth wall, we're acknowledging.
Yeah.
I think even the episode last week, the comic book one, where Bart kind of says, we've learned a lesson because we didn't share. Like, that is obviously the moral that the episode's trying to give.
Yeah.
But then Bart's like, oh, nothing. It just pisses us off, really.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think South Park do it, don't they, at the end, where they go, you know, I learned something today. Like, that's their obvious, like...
Yeah.
You know,
it's like on the nose, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So this episode, it includes the debut of the... So it's called an Olmec head, what Mr. Burns buys. And have you seen how it's like spelt?
No, I haven't. Dan.
So it's got like loads of X's and like really, really hard to pronounce. So I had to Google how to pronounce it.
Oh dear.
It is pronounced X Tapo Lapo Kettle.
Oh no, wait, Mr. Burns says it, doesn't he?
Does he?
I'm sure Mr. Burns like says, because he says what it is. And then when he's leaving, he's like, I'll just leave you with Kabalaba Laka Petta Petal.
Ex tapo lapo kettle.
Yes, that's it.
Say it three times fast.
Hippopotamus. Damn it. You gave him the easy
one. I was going to say, you gave him the easy one. they got together like a lamb and to the fish. You know what I love about the movie Big Daddy? Every time the 6-year-old spews up, he just puts newspaper over the top.
What line always gets me, and I still say it in my daily life, is the bit where the young kid pisses the bed. And then Martin Tyler, Adam Sandler walks in. Martin Tyler of Sky Sports. Adam Sandler walks in. Whoa. That's a shitload of piss.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
we enjoy that era of Adam Sandler.
We really do,
I feel like he obviously gets a lot of stick now because like he made a lot of shit films. Like,
yeah, he did. Like I think Adam Sandler's range, right? You start at Billy Madison, all right? Yep. And then you end at The Longest Yard, and that's the end of it. Maybe Click, because Click was all right.
I liked Click because I'm not going to lie, genuinely still to this day, one of the saddest films I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it?
End, and the bit where he says goodbye to his dad, I'm getting teary now just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? Sad. Good lesson in life, though. They don't do the whole we've learned a lesson thing, do they?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Anyway, back to X Tapo Lapo Kettle. After this episode, the Olmec head, X Tapo Lapo Kettle. Say that once more for those at the back. X Tapo Lapo Kettle. He was moved into the Simpsons basement, where he has since reappeared as a prop in the background of several episodes. But you don't hear him speak.
No, I think you also hear him. No, sorry, you also see him in the opening from this point on, don't you?
When
the
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I tell you what, I think the missing opportunity with X Tapo Lapo Kettle. They didn't. I think they could have done a Halloween episode of them.
Oh, like where it comes to life sort of thing.
Yeah, if you like. Or like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
I know what in mind.
I don't know, whatever, really.
I mean, if it's not that, I'm curious to know what yours was.
Shut up, that's why. Hey, would you like to go into the plot, Anthony?
Yes, come on, let's do this. For the last old time in season two.
Yes, whoop-dee-doo. We will carry out, listeners, our suicide pack after the show, so do join us for that.
Have you got your cyanide pill in your mouth already?
Yes, so I've got it in the gap at the back of my tooth, so I can just kind of get it out when at the end.
Right, so are we doing 1, 2, 3 bite, or are we doing 1, 2 bite?
Right, you do 1, 2 bite, and I'll do 1, 2, 3 bite.
Yep, can't see a problem there.
We got him, listeners. It's all recorded, so they know it's suicide. Oh, dear. Look, we find good old Mr. Burns ill on his floor. He didn't rock up for the old ceremony, did he? Mr. Smithers says, well, Mr. Burns is never late, rushes to his bedside, where we find Mr. Burns in a puddle of his own making.
Yeah. Huh.
That's a shitload of piss. obviously, none of the employees have the correct blood type. They put out the whole the offer. Can somebody please help Mr. Burns? He needs a blood transfusion. I mean, to be honest, they just take the piss out of him and just laugh at him. Really, nobody gives a shit, do they?
Yeah, Mr. Burns at this bit, when he's on a heap in the on the floor, in a heap on the floor, I should say. It very much reminded me. Do you remember about a year and a half ago where I had my fall?
Oh, where you had like massive graze on your head where you cut yourself open? Yes, I do remember.
I was very much, when that happened, I was very much like Mr. Burns, where he's like, must get to safety, because I remember when it happened. Basically, listeners, right? I was in the bath, right? And I got out the bath and just felt really, really lightheaded. Went to sit down. Next thing I remember was just being on the floor and my head really hurting. So I thought, well, something's happened to you. There's a scene missing somewhere in this memory. So I remember, thought, that's fine. I'll just get up. Went to stand up. Couldn't stand up. And everything was just really blurry and like fading fast. And I was like, this is it. I'm going to die. Yeah. Till I look naked. Yeah. This is how people's going to find my grotesque body in a heap on the bathroom floor. So I was literally clutching and stretching for my own dressing gown, being like, must get dressing gown. And let family see really small penis.
Oh, I mean, if all the ways I would like to see you die, that would be up there.
Hey, Dan, like, you're very, honestly, not even saying this to enjoy it, but you very nearly got your wish that day. I was so close.
Like, that's probably second only to like cracking the cyanide pill at the end of the podcast. So talking about blood transfusions, I have no idea what that is, really.
Well, it's just like, no, sorry, I don't know. So, stab.
Here's my uneducated guess. It is a procedure where you get someone else's blood, which presumably replaces the blood you have lost, slash gives you the correct cells and whatever else you need in your body to function normally.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bart is just giving them blood. Like, we give blood, or we can give blood. And it's
I don't give blood, I take blood. But I don't even mean the violent way, I just steal from the hospital.
You don't do anything with it, you've just got a full back bedroom full of just
bags of blood. Just bag after bag of blood. Like I'm sleeping on them like a waterbed. old Homer J, he wanted to donate his blood, but he's the wrong type. However, Marge informs him that Bart is O negative, the correct blood type for Mr. Burns. Bart's reluctant, obviously. I suppose as a kid, the idea of needles and, man, I suppose the idea of helping somebody, really. Oh, no, terrible idea. But Homer convinces him, look, Bart, we get rewarded here, get a few quid. You would definitely do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, where do you stand on the whole giving blood thing? Because I know people who are like, oh, no, get my blood. But it's like, why?
Why not? Like,
I
tell you what I kind of get, and it's so stupid, but like, the organ donor register, how you're automatically on it now, that is only a good thing. Of course it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that is only a good thing. But I can't see it. The idea of somebody else having my eyes is a bit like, ooh.
It obviously feels weird. I get that. Yeah,
but I'm not going to know about it, am I?
You're not going to like, yeah, exactly. You're not going to like then see what they see, because you'll be dead.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like, let's say I have a big car accident and my head is severed from my neck, but my eyes are perfectly like suitable to put into somebody else. Like, yes, it's a bit like odd, because the idea that my missus could maybe bump into that person and look into my eyes again, despite the fact I'm now worm shit.
I mean, you were the first time she looked into your eyes, Dan, really.
Yeah, true.
You know what, though? If you did do that and you gave your eyes away, I would personally buy them. But I wouldn't. I'd just use them. I'd put them in like drinks and that. I'd use them as like novelty ice to put in drinks.
Like into your little niece's birthday party. Like, what's this in me cherry here? That just stands high. Put it in there as a gag.
I slipped Daniel's eye in there as a gag. Most JP of the season.
Just promise me, if I die first out of us, I want my whole body, not just my head, to be in one of those science fiction tanks in your house where, like, I'm just floating up and down in an ominous liquid, and like I'm dead and I'm lifeless, but like I'm there and I've got an out on. I always want to be there.
Like I'm trying to like bring you back to life, but when you look at like the whiteboard that I've got set up, it's just full of absolute gibberish. There's just no science going on at all.
We're starting like, the family's the starting to worry.
I just put my hand on the glass and I'm like, soon, my love.
Kissing the glass. Yeah. It's like that scene on Titanic once, because you get into the tank. Like, it's just a handprint running down the side. Oh, so yeah. Anyway,
where are we up to? Here? What's happened?
I don't know. I was talking about we got onto homunculuses. I'm not sure how. Homer obviously convinces Bart, look, we're going to get a reward here. That you've got to donate your blood, boy. Bart, okay. However, they only receive a thank you card, which is a bit shitty. Let's be honest.
Well, look, it depends on your motives. Obviously, personally, I would give blood just for the sake of giving blood,
like, of course,
somebody's life.
Because it's a nice thing to do.
I would want like a hefty financial reward.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, you don't do charity for recognition, do you? That's the whole point of charity.
Yeah, like, do you know what? Like, I hate these people. Yes. When you like, you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Instagrammers,
just Instagrammers. That was it.
Yeah.
But where they'll be like, oh, give this homeless guy a sandwich. But like the video on them doing it, I just think
it's pathetic,
that's
isn't
so fucking degrading for like the homeless person. Like, stop being a prick. Like, do that by all means. Give them food. Do whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't shout about it, though. Like it is a biblical lesson. Like, so this sort of, in the Bible, it says, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And basically that means like, if you're going to perform charitable acts, that's brilliant. It's a very godly thing to do. That's great. But don't then shout and preach about your achievements for recognition from other people, because that takes away the point of doing it. And I genuinely live by that. Like, we should all give it to charity. Of course, everyone's got to spare 20 quid a month or something, whatever, to just like chuck to somebody who needs it. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? I think that's the very thing that makes us human in many ways.
Yeah, definitely. I've been sponsoring guide dogs for about 10 years. Like, mm-hmm. Every time I tell myself, when I get to the end of one, it's like, congratulations, he's graduated.
Oh, that's like, nice.
Okay.
Next.
Well, I have been quite heartless sometimes. I've thought, I'll cancel it now. Like, that dog's come to the end of its journey. Fair enough. I've done my
bit. Yeah.
But then what they do, the sly bastards, pamphlet they give you, they'll say like, oh, by the way, this dog's passed. Well done. Thanks for all your donations. Mm-hmm. But then what they'll do is they'll fucking sneak another dog into the pack and be like, this is Buttons. He's just starting his journey. And fucking send you photos of Buttons. So I'm like, I've seen him now. I can't say no.
Buttons. Honestly, like, he's got them little tiny teeth and the little pink pads on his paws. Honestly, like, you're just a sucker.
I had one, Dan. It was like a golden retriever, and it was called Puddin. And I just thought, I'm not giving money to Puddin.
What can you do? What can you do? I mean, charity wise, I get these letters through the post, and I've been sponsoring years, like you've said. It's this Rwandan militia. So I spend £17 a month, and they get like machetes and AK-47s and Jeeps. And you get like progress updates. And honestly, the work they do in just wave after wave of genocide.
And it's all thanks to you, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Hey, 3 cheers for Rwanda. I thought, like, in that joke there, I thought of Frankie Boyle when he's doing like the impression of that Welsh MP where she was going, with a lick of paint, we could be like a we could be like a white Rwanda. Oh, dear. Anyway, Homer, in his rage upon receiving the thank you card from Mr. Burns, writes an angry letter, which I think is a good way to get the anger out, by the way. Marge, however, convinces him not to post it. Sensible, supportive wife, that's what you need. Bart, not knowing Homer's changed his mind, sees the letter on the kitchen table and thinks, oh, I'll post that for Homie. And I love Bart's swagger.
He doesn't have a care in the world, Bart, does he?
And to be fair, I kind of get where he's coming from. I know it goes back to the argument we've just had about, like, Mr. Burns thought he was doing the right thing, saying thank you, but it wasn't enough for the Simpsons, who weren't happy by just giving blood. They wanted a reward. So it's a scales, isn't it? It's a pair of scales.
Yeah. Obviously, Bart doesn't realise the absolute hell he's about to unleash. And I think that's obviously where the episode goes from here.
Yeah. Obviously, Homer tries to get the letter from Mr. Burns' office before he reads it, but... Yeah, I mean, it's a really funny scene in itself, to be fair.
There's the classic bit, isn't he?
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know. Great plan, Bart.
Yes, after Homer's terrible attempt at the post office, he decides to try and steal it from Mr. Burns's office, which is very, very risky. Imagine sneaking into your boss's office and pinching.
Well, here, right, I would have gotten out of this, right, and I'll tell you how I would have done it. So what I would have done was I'd have said, I'm going to need that letter back. And if he said why, I would have said, because I've been posting a lot of letters today and I've realised that I've put a letter for somebody else in this envelope. So I'm going to need to take it back before you open it. Problem solved.
And the chances of a cynical old mogul like Mr. Burns believing that?
Well, I'll just punch him really hard in the stomach.
Well, I mean, to be fair, once Burns reads the letter, that's exactly what he wants done to Homer. He wants Homer beaten by thugs.
Beaten to a bloody pulp.
which again, you know...
It's got to be union laws there. Got to be union laws.
Well, pesky unions. Smithers, obviously, you know, it's Mr. Burns. Imagine what the press will say if... You're found out to have beaten somebody whose son gave you blood, who effectively saves your life, you know. Like, anyway, Mr. Burns, upon sort of getting a dressing down, but some advice from Smithers, he has a change of heart and thinks, actually, maybe, you know, I should go and get them a present. I mean, the old mech head, Mr. Burns, you know, he goes out, he puts the effort in, he spends his money to get them a gift. How would you feel if somebody tipped up to your house with a 7 foot tall, 20 foot wide Olmec? I mean, I don't even know what Olmec is. I'm going to Google Olmec.
See, the thing is, right, with gifts like that, I get it's the thought that counts. That's what people tend to say. But I would be visibly annoyed if someone brought that to my house, because I'd be like, well, this is obviously a lot of space, right, that you're taking up, right? You've bought us something that you know for a fact we can't facilitate this. You've been to our house. You know what the layout of our house is.
Yeah.
You haven't really thought about us when you've got us that present.
Yeah, well, exactly. You just saying there, it's a thought that counts. Actually, you are displaying total thoughtlessness by getting somebody that. And just for our listeners' benefit, the Olmec colossal heads are stone representations of human heads sculpted from large basalt boulders. They range in height from 1.17 to 3.4 meters or 11 foot. The heads date from 900 BC and are a distinctive feature of the Olmec civilization of ancient Mesoamerica, which is the southern part of North America and Central America, and now encompasses Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Well, bet you're glad you didn't switch them after the fun fact, eh?
Oh, yes, bet you're glad you hung about. However, hey, actually, Mr. Burns does give Homer a copy of his book as well. Will there ever be a rainbow?
I love the cover.
Yeah, it's like
I love Mr. Burns, but I also love like happy, nice holes from Mr. Burns.
Yeah, because there's
really funny about it.
Yeah, there's something like deeply menacing about us.
This is all a trick.
I like dopey Mr. Burns, where he's like a dullery old man. I like all of Mr. Burns. I like when he's horrible. I like when he's lovely. He's an all rounder, isn't he?
Yeah.
He leaves. Him and Smithers leave. Enjoy your hair to him, and the Simpsons are staring at us. the debate the lesson they've learned, as we mentioned at the top of the episode. Lisa suggests that perhaps there is no lesson. Homer observes that the recent events are, quote, just a bunch of stuff that happened. Everyone agrees the past few days have been a memorable turn of events, and that is that.
You know what? I'm a fan of that. Like I say, I know it was The Simpsons purposely trying not to have a moral and like mocking itself in a way, or mocking the layout of cartoons, but I'm a big fan of the way they're just like, look, you're not supposed to learn anything from this. It's just something that happened.
Yeah, it's just a cartoon, really. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. If not, try again next week.
Well, that's the thing. They won't have been in next week because this is the final episode of season two, can you believe?
Good point, Anthony. Two whole seasons of Pod Pals completed, technically, but technically not. So yeah,
there's a very big asterisk next to that, Steve.
An asterisk the size of an Olmec head. what do you think of the episode overall, Anth?
I really like this one, even as a kid, because I don't know why, it always just felt like it was on for a while and that like a lot happened in it.
Yeah, there is episodes like that, isn't there, weirdly? Like, you know, they're all the same amount of time, but some feel way longer than others. It's bizarre, that.
Yeah, like, I literally watched it today and I was like, oh, 22 minutes, what are you doing? Yeah. But yeah, I always liked how, because I felt like there was a lot happened in this episode, so I really, really liked it. Obviously, you've got the iconic Mr. Burns.
Yeah, the post office scene.
Yeah, that, I think that gets played a lot.
It does.
Like, even non-Simpsons fans will have seen that clip.
Oh, God, yeah.
And yeah, again, Mr. Burns episode, so obviously a big fan, and it has a nice bit of continuity in it, in the sense that we do see the head again in future episodes.
Again, it's another classic, and you know, we are very much in the old golden era here, and they get steadily better and better, don't they? Every week now, I'm kind of thinking, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. It's like, there's not a bad one, really.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming on to season 3 now, and I think every episode in this is like, I know there's classics in season 2, but season 3 is where, personally, I would start the golden age off.
Oh, is that right, is it?
Yep, 100%. Although, here's a question for you.
I would know what you're going to ask. You're going to ask about the original.
Are we doing the episode?
Well, I think we would be remiss if we didn't do the Michael Jackson episode.
Yeah, how are we going to do it? Because it's not on Disney Plus, is it?
I know, we're going to have to go on the dark web again.
I'm banned off the dark web.
Imagine being that horrible. You're banned off the dark web.
You've brought too many blood capsules.
too many bags of blood and cyanide pills. And now we're not. we don't have to worry about it next week because it's a special next week, to be fair. But then, yeah, I think we will find Stark Raven Dad somewhere, surely.
Yeah, surely. Yes, we do have a humdinger of a special in store for you all next week, don't we, Dan?
Let's say that again.
Cannot wait.
I couldn't be happier.
What are we actually doing for that?
No clue. We'll think of something, I'm sure. Hey, why don't we do? We could review The Waterboy, for goodness sake. We've been talking about that for a long time.
We've spoken a lot about Adam Sandler, particularly The Waterboy, throughout the course of this season. I don't necessarily see there being a problem with us reviewing The Waterboy. So if that's what we do, then that's what we do.
I'm happy with that. I will make the listeners a promise right now. At the end of series 3, we will put out like a little vote on the page to say, right, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to do a movie? Do you want us to talk about the game? Do you want us to come around your house and give your dad a massage? Just tell us what you want and we'll do it. But thank you, everybody, for listening again. I would tell you what next week's episode is, but it's a little bit of a surprise. In the meantime, however, you can contact the show at podpalspodcasts@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at podpalspodcasts. We're also on Instagram and Buy Me a Coffee. Me and Anth are just drowning in coffee beans, so I wouldn't worry about donating, but it's there if you want to, which is nice. All goes towards the running of the podcast. I will leave you with some words from Anthony before we crack our cyanide pills.
Well, I mean, I've cracked mine, so...
I'll definitely do mine in a little bit. Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
Go on, then.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna. I'm gonna.
Right, well, Dan, if this episode ends before you've cracked yours, then I'm gonna be very, very disappointed.